Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I went to Queens this weekend. I went to Flushing, and it was a lot of fun. Very Chinese place, Flushing. Way more Chinese than Chinatown. Like, everything about Flushing is so authentic. So it was cool to go back there because I haven't been back since I was a kid. And that was like over 10 years ago, over 15 years ago, I think. The food was so good, just very, very spicy food, which is how Chinese people love to do it. It's crazy, though, because, you know, I enjoy going back now, but as a kid, I really hated going to, like, Chinatowns, just because what my family would do, and I think a lot of Chinese families do this, is no matter where they vacation, they're visiting that Chinatown. Doesn't matter which city, doesn't matter how far you traveled. Doesn't matter if you're in a different country, different continent. You're visiting that city's Chinatown, which as a kid was extremely frustrating for me just because Chinatowns are pretty much the same everywhere. And we had a lot of Chinatowns close by where I lived. There's a lot of Chinese neighborhoods, so I had enough of that shit. So our family would go to Hawaii, and then we'd spend like 4 out of 5 days of the vacation visiting the Chinatown in Hawaii. It's like, we got this back home. Can I go to the beach? The hell? I'm eating dumplings and noodles here. We flew all the way across the country, over the Pacific Ocean. And it's like, can I get some pineapple? Why am I eating lychee in Hawaii? Fucking eating Sichuan food. And there's a luau next door. It's like, can we just experience something a little different? Well, that's Chinese people. They're just like, ooh, Chinatown. Ooh. We got to go. So it was good going back now just because, man, I don't really get to experience many things Chinese nowadays. So going back was, it was fucking great. Get in touch with my roots, you know, have all the Chinese people just stare daggers at me for the fact that I don't speak Chinese that well. So it was still great. It was still fun. I felt like I felt like a kid again. Okay, one thing I wanted to talk about was something that happened a couple years ago, which really struck me. So context for the situation, I was sitting at a table with like 4 other comedians, and they were all dudes, okay? And so we're just sitting, we're just chilling, we're just, you know, friends hanging out, and this older comedian comes up to us. He's like 40 years old, and he's like, wow, nice sausage fest you got there. Any chicks? You guys hanging out with any chicks, or is it just you dudes? And then he walks away, and he starts talking to some random bitch. I mean, dude, if I want to hang out with my bros, then I want to hang out with my bros. I have no problem with that. Dude, all my friends are guys. All of them. Every single one of my friends is a dude. And I don't give a shit what anyone thinks about that. Oh, you gotta start hanging out with more chicks. No, I don't. That's something a lot of guys do. Adult men. They'll hang out with, like, chicks. They'll treat, like, women as commodities. Right? Just to look cool in front of other guys. Like, look at how many female friends I'm hanging out with. Isn't that cool? No. You're 35. That's not cool. Talking to a chick is not a big deal. Maybe in the 6th grade it was. Right? When you were 12 and you got invited to a girl's birthday party. Yeah, you could flaunt that to your friends. Oh, yeah, I got invited to Emily's birthday. All your friends would be like, man, you're so cool. But if you're past 16, it's not a big deal. But guys still make it a big deal. Like, I swear to God, adult men will literally just talk to chicks, like the most boring chicks, just for the sake of talking to a chick. Yeah, I'm talking to a female right now. How cool am I? Like that guy. Like that fucking older. First of all, you're doing comedy in the same shitty place I'm doing and you're 40, kill yourself. It's also like, dude, I'm just hanging out with my bros, man. I don't care. I'll hang out with dudes all day. We got the same peace down there. We understand each other. Plus, I kind of, honestly, I feel like men and women can't truly just be friends. Like, really good friends, like best friends. I don't think it can happen. And I'm talking that about between, like, a straight man and a straight woman. Okay? Gay men and straight women, they can be the best of friends. I'm talking about straight man, straight woman, like, truly good friends and just friends. No. Anytime there's, like, a close man and a woman, they're either both attracted to each other. At least one party is really, really attracted to the other. It doesn't even have to be really. It could be slightly. That's what keeps it alive. Otherwise, there just isn't there isn't enough shit in common. Dude, there have been so many, like, friends with benefits I've had that, like, once the sex stopped, it just ended. You know? And these were people that I used to, like, text a bunch, but it's like, if we're not fucking, why am I talking to you? We have so little in common. And some of you might be thinking, well, no, I have Albert. He's a really good friend. That dude wants to fuck you. He wants to fuck your brains out, and he's just waiting for the right moment. Every time he texts you, how's your day? He's got his dick out. All right? He's squirting in his living room. Right? Fucking Alberta, that fat chick that you can tell all your secrets to. You don't think she's leaking while she's on the phone with you? Just creating puddles? Just creating puddles in her living room that drip down to the tenants that live in the rooms below her? Creating a plumbing problem? You don't think that's going on? Alberta wants you inside of her. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it. That's a big thing too. Is like, I haven't seen a straight man, straight woman be best friends and just be friends. They always end up dating. Or they're not that good of friends, right? Because here's the thing. I have, like, female friends, but they're not, like, my friend friends. Like, I'll call them a friend or whatever, and, like, I can talk to them. But if I'm trying to hang out with someone and have a good time, I'm not going to hit them up. You know? If I'm playing basketball, you think I'm going to hit up Victoria? Right? I don't think so. Going on a bike ride? Yeah. Yeah, let's hit up Emily. Let's see what she's doing. No. It's like, if we happen to be in the same place, I will have a 3-minute conversation with you and then go about my day. And that's the extent of a male-female friendship. Anymore, I just... Seriously, you can if anyone brings up to me how a good friend of theirs is actually the opposite sex and they're both straight, I guarantee you guys just aren't that great of friends. You're not. They're totally expendable in your life. And once that other person gets in a relationship too, goodbye forever. You guys aren't talking ever again. And that's fine, you know? So, I don't know. That's just the facts. Okay, don't get mad at me. It's just the facts. I also think, in terms of friendship, like, it's weird that straight men and lesbians aren't friends. That's weird to me. Straight men and lesbians don't get along. We don't talk to each other. exchange tips on how to eat pussy. That doesn't exist. But gay men and straight women are just, they're killing it with their friendship. You know? Meanwhile, I'm trying to talk to Barbara, see how her date went with Elizabeth. And it's like, we can't even talk for more than a minute. It's so weird because, like, gay women and gay men will be friends. And they have nothing in common. Zero. Not the same gender. Not interested in the same genitalia. So it's like, if they can be friends, why can't we? You gotta be careful around lesbians, dude. They're so fucking smooth. I've seen so many lesbians just pull, like, hot chicks. That's actually a thing, dude, is, like, I rarely see lesbians with ugly chicks. And lesbians don't even have to, like, they don't even have to be good-looking themselves. I've seen a ton of just butt-ugly lesbians pull the hottest women. And I'm just in shock. Like, how did you do that? Is it because your hair's shorter than mine? Is that the reason? I just think it's unfair because they understand the psyche of the person that they're hitting on. So it's like, how can I even compete with that? Dude, if a lesbian starts hitting on my girl, I know verbally I have no shot, so I just have to fight her. I have to fight that lesbian to the death. That's the only way it's going to work. Because I know if it was just based off of charm, she's going to charm my girl. Okay? A lesbian could charm any girl over me. I've just accepted that. But in terms of physical strength, I think I could take a couple. So, you know, if they try to talk to my chick, they got a sidekick coming to them. But that's the only thing I can do. Ugh. Yeah, but, you know, men and women not being friends, I'm a big believer in that. My friend disagrees with me. He'll be like, I'm friends with a ton of women. Again, I don't think he's that good of friends with them. It's also weird because his experience is he's the type of guy who kind of gets along with everybody. So he actually has trouble telling when a girl is interested in him. Because he's so, like, tight with so many people, it's like he can't really distinguish what is friendship versus what when a girl is interested, you know? For me, it's really, really easy because my personality is so fucking unbearable that if a girl talks to me, like, if she decides to have a conversation with me, I know she wants to fuck me. It's a very clear distinction. And so that's why it's so, like, it's just very easy for me to distinguish, you know? If a girl even looks in my direction, she wants to fuck me. Otherwise, they don't know I exist. Or they avoid me. And that polarization is kind of a thing of beauty because I just can clearly tell where I stand with chicks. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's a good thing. Pros and cons, you know? Pros and cons. I fucking got punched in the face last week because I started doing these, like, Muay Thai classes, and I was sparring with another guy who was a beginner. And he didn't know how to control his power, so he socked me in the face, and my contact came out. It was actually the first time I was punched in the face as an adult. And you really learn about yourself when you get knocked in the face. And I've been hit in the head before. Like, there was one time when I was a kid, I got hit in the head by this stone. It was like our fireplace was made out of stone, and one of the rocks came down and hit me and cracked my skull open. and I got concussed and I was bleeding everywhere. That's a story for a different day. But, you know, I've gotten hit in the head really hard before, but it's different when someone punches you in the face, you know? When someone purposefully punches you. You learn about a lot about yourself. I learned that I'm a sensitive man. I got punched and my contact came out. And in the moment, because we were sparring, I didn't really register. I was trying to avoid punches. But afterwards, I was feeling bad for myself. I just felt bad for myself. Like, I got punched in the face. And I was re-wrapping my hand wraps. And I was sulking in the corner. It was a very emotional time. It was an emotional 3 minutes, and then I got over it. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I started taking martial arts classes just because I want to be a dick to people. That's really what it comes down to, is I just want to go around and have the free will to just be a dick to anyone I want. A lot of people do it for discipline. A lot of people do it for self-defense. I just want to have no repercussions for what I say or do. That would be nice. That would be real nice. It's kind of had the opposite effect, though, just because now I'm scared of everyone. Because if you go into a martial arts class, you know, you do like Muay Thai or like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you just meet a bunch of people who can kick your ass. And they're not even super intimidating people. They're not like 6'5 and jacked and fucking you got Viking blood in them. I'm talking like 90-pound girls are choking me out. Middle schoolers. Fucking skinny, lanky dudes who look like they're behind a computer for 12 hours a day. They're all beating my ass. So now I'm scared of everyone. It's like, what the fuck? I came here to just be a bigger asshole and gain some confidence. Now I'm scared of every single thing that walks down the street. If I see a group of sorority girls, I walk on the other side of the sidewalk from them. I'm like, I don't know if they got choked me out or not. It's happened before. I get like PTSD, you know. I like to play basketball at this court near this elementary school. I stop going. Can't face those kids. I'm like, no. I've been punched in the face by one of you, and it hurts. I'm not going there ever again. So yeah, I don't know. Fucking getting blasted in the face and shit. All right. Well, I think that's going to be the podcast. And I'll see you guys later, I guess. I don't know.